The Literature Prize. The winners are from Australia, El Salvador, and the UK. The Ig Nobel Prize for Literature is awarded to Thea Blackler, Rafael Gomez, Vesna Popovich, and M. Helen Thompson for documenting that most people who use complicated products do not read the instruction manual.
Professor Thea Blackler, being awarded the Ig Nobel Prize for lead author on the paper Life is Too Short to RTFM. At this point, you're probably wondering what RTFM means. Well, a rough translation? Read the flaming manual, or words to that effect. Would that be about right, Thea?
That would be pretty much right, yes.
What prompted you to write the paper?
We were basically getting some data from a couple of other large projects that we had been running that suggested that people weren't reading manuals, that they weren't using all the features on a lot of their own domestic products that they use day to day, and also that reading manuals and being overcrowded with extra features was also causing displeasurable experiences, so it wasn't something that people enjoyed doing.
Interesting. How did it end up being an Ig Nobel nomination?
Well, I actually don't know. I had a call saying that we'd won this award, and I don't know who nominated us. I know that they get around 9,000 nominations every year, and that they select from that 10 papers to award. So it's a big field, but how they get to it, I don't know.
All very amusing, but also all very serious. When it comes to reading the manual, unfortunately, the great majority of us are responsible for ignoring it for one reason or another. Tell us what your analysis revealed on this and why people are like this.
There were a couple of aspects that came out of it that people don't read the manual and why they don't read it. One was that it was something that they didn't enjoy doing. It was an unpleasant experience. It's not something that's fun. And also that they resented it because they felt that the interface they were using should be able to be used without reading a manual, that it should be intuitive to use, that it should be self-explanatory, and that they resented the idea of having to read the manual at all.
It's just another job.
It is. It's just another job. And it's a barrier between getting the product and actually using it or using it more effectively.
Yeah. So what's going to happen now? I mean, there are going to be many more pieces of technology headed our way, many more manuals headed our way. What are we going to do? What, just give up or put IT on the speed dial? What do you reckon?
What we need to do is have a real rethink about how we provide help and assistance to people using a whole range of technologies. So there is technology available that allows for much better contextual help, that allows for much more targeted assistance, that allows for what we call adaptive or mutable interfaces, which can change in response to how a user uses them or what they want to use them for. And we need to be smarter about designing interfaces that allow all of those things so that we can actually allow users to be flexible with what they want to do, to add and remove features if they want to, or have interfaces which are responsive to how a user is going and actually offer them help, offer them features, offer them simpler options so that we can do all of that. The technology is there. We need to work out how to actually package it in a way that it can be designed so that users will appreciate that and it's going to work for people.
What's going to happen with the book now? Is it going to be a legitimate textbook? What are you going to do with it?
So the award was for a paper. The paper is at Life's Too Short to RTFM. There is a book. I have written a book called Intuitive Interaction, Research and Application, which came out earlier this year in July. So that is available. And what that is based on 18 years of research by myself and a whole group of other people around the world who've been researching how to make interfaces more intuitive for a whole wide range of users to use.
Yeah, I thought you might have said there might have been a follow-up like maybe Traps for Young Players or Common Sense is Not Rocket Science.
Not at this stage, no, but I certainly want to look at what other barriers might present in terms of people using products. So now that we have so many technological products, they need to be maintained, they need to be charged, they need to be updated, they need to have security applied to them, they need new passwords. So there's lots and lots of things that people have to do every day that constitute, again, this work around what they want to do. I want to look a little bit at those barriers. How do people overcome them and how much of a barrier do they present to effectively using interfaces?
Until then, RTFM.
Yeah, if you have to.